All right, guys, welcome back to the City Kids Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything. If you guys have any topics that you want us to talk about, all you gotta do is DM me on Instagram at the City Kids Podcast. That is at City Kids Podcast. Send us your topic and send us an audio or video of your opinion on the topic. And we will talk about it next episode. Enjoy this episode.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the City Kids Podcast. Welcome to season two. And if you are listening to this, I want to thank everybody who's still listening to this, who's still, you know what I'm saying, rocking with the City Kids Podcast up to season two. Season one was cut short for the simple fact that it's just a lot of stuff is going on. You know what I'm saying? I had to personally adjust my life. You know what I'm saying? Take a break from my podcast. My podcast wasn't a distraction. It was just at the fact that I just couldn't, you know, it was a lot of stuff that I was doing and I couldn't focus on one thing. So I had to stop doing everything, focus on, scheduling out my day better. And, you know, now I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. I'm 110% into this, making sure every episode is the best episode I can possibly do. And today, you know what I'm saying, we just got a little stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about Clubhouse today. That's literally what we're going to talk about. You see the title of this? It's just Clubhouse. I recently joined Clubhouse. I don't know what my username is. I really don't know. I'm done with Clubhouse now. Y'all going to see why. Y'all going to see exactly why I'm done with Clubhouse. But before we get into this Clubhouse, y'all know I gotta throw a little ad, but it's not the same ad that y'all used to hear. This is not the Anchor ad. It's a different ad. So I'm gonna hit y'all with this little 15-second ad, 5-second ad, and then we're gonna get into what happened on Clubhouse on my first day and why I'm done with Clubhouse. Alright, guys, so if you guys are interested in podcasting, you're probably like, what are some other podcasts I can listen to? Make sure you guys go ahead and listen to the Jungle Juice Podcast. It is available on all available podcast websites, apps. Wherever you listen to podcasts at, go ahead and type in Jungle Juice. Make sure you guys go ahead and follow them on Instagram at Jungle_Juice_Podcast and same on Twitter. Now, you're probably asking me, what is the Jungle Juice Podcast about? What is it about? Basically, what it is, it's just a lit podcast. You know what I'm saying? They go on there. It's a podcast, drops every Monday. They go on there. They talk about most recent topics, and you know, they just have fun. You know, it's a group of people, so make sure y'all go check it out. If you like the more fun podcast, it's just like, you know, just a group of friends chilling and talking and debating. Make sure you guys go ahead and check it out. It's called the Jungle Juice Podcast. Just type in Jungle Juice. You know what I'm saying? So it's the Jungle Juice Podcast, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go listen to it. It's everywhere you can listen to a podcast at. Now let's get back into the show. All right, y'all. So now let's get into. All right. So first off, we got my first day on Clubhouse. Now, I was going through my phone. I was just bored and I was listening to music. And I was like, let me look at this Clubhouse thing. Now, I had signed up like sometime like 2020 last year. I don't know when, but I signed up a while ago. And it said you needed to get approved or invite, something like that. And so basically, I didn't have one. And then I went on there, and I guess my brother sent me one. I don't know when he sent me one, but he sent me one. And I went in there. It was like, you got an invite from, you know what I'm saying? It said I got an invite from him and showed me all that, created my account and all that. And so basically, the first room. I went into a couple rooms, but like the first like room I really went into was this room. It was this one girl. She was from Toronto. She's from Toronto. This other guy, he from Africa, West Africa, and then this UK girl, and then some people from Charlotte, and whatnot. We were just talking and stuff. We gonna get into the topics about that, but that was really my first first day on the Clubhouse app. But all the reasons why I'm not really using it now, we're going to talk about that. But I just want to talk about my first day and what I experienced. Now, the previous room before I got into this runner room that I just told y'all about, we were just talking and vibing and all that. I want to say this, bro. If you listen. I know me. I don't know if everybody else has the same experience on Clubhouse. But me, bro, every room I join is literally every nigga on Clubhouse is from Atlanta and they rap. And it's literally no difference, bro. I literally walked into this room the other day And it was I forgot. It was like five people went there, and this one dude, this nigga was from Atlanta. He said he's from Atlanta. I checked this, but I was like, it's probably about to see rap, and it wasn't, bro. I was like, bro, you literally the first Atlanta nigga I seen that does not rap or none of that. And now until they be dragged, like they literally will be in there, they will literally join there, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, woo, woo, and stuff like that. And it's like, bro, you know, I'm the type of person that if your music don't come to me naturally, if it's forced, I'm not gonna listen to it. Like people be telling me to go, if you personally the artist and you go tell me go listen to your music, I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna listen to it. It has to somehow come to me. Like if somebody would have told, like when people like back when he was like, oh, you need to listen to Raw Way, you need to listen to Raw Way, listen to like listen to. I was not listening to it. I was really not jacking his music. It like literally today, I was like, you know, I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? Something just told me today. I woke up nice and early. Normally I wake up at like 8:50. I got a class at 9. Stay in my bed from 8:50 until my class end. My class ended at 11. I got a class at 9 at 10 and 11. Then I go get some food, whatnot, you know, take my shower, of course, and all that stuff. But today I woke up early. I woke up at like 7:30. I was like, you know, I got ready, brushed my teeth, took my shower and all that. And I was just like, you know what? I'm finna listen to Rod Wave. So I listened to it and I really mess with it. I'm really, you know what I'm saying? I'm really jacking Rod Wave. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like a natural thing. But if you come in my room or if I'm in your room and you like, bro, go listen to my music. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna listen to it, bro. I'm really not. But if your music don't come to me naturally, you know what I'm saying? Or if, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I mean natural, I don't mean just me being curious and wanting to go on your bio and click your music. If it's not coming to me some way through social media, TikTok, Instagram, or something like that, then you know it's just I'm sorry. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not, bro. And it's bro. I Atlanta is literally full with niggas that want to be the next Little Baby, the next Migos, and like when I heard people say that, bro, that live in Atlanta, I never really thought it was like OD. But yes, if you don't believe them, bro, and you was like me, get on Clubhouse. Get on Clubhouse, and literally every Atlanta nigga wants to rap. Like literally, like I see why. Now, if you guys haven't seen that Lil Baby documentary, I see why. At first, he was like, you know what I'm saying? He was on edge about doing it because literally every if you from Atlanta, I'm going to think you rap now. Like you tell me you from Atlanta, you rap. Like you automatically rap. That's just how I go. All right, y'all. So next up, so I was also in this room and they was talking and the title was like, does white privilege still exist? And they asked me, and my response to it was basically, of course white privilege does exist, but I feel like it doesn't exist in the way that some people think it exists. I feel like, bro, and I'm gonna say this, the way I think, bro. It's just at the fact that I don't really go into that, oh, I'm not gonna get this job or I'm not gonna be able to get this opportunity because of the color of my skin. At this point, bro, at this day and age, bro, you're gonna get the job. If you're black, you're gonna get that position because you're African Americans. You know what I'm saying? CEOs, jobs, what's that? Companies. That's the word I was looking for. Like if you hire a black person, it makes you look better than if you hire a white person. It tends to make you look like, oh, you only want to work with white people. And that's literally the way that I feel like it is now. And it's just like, so I use that as my advantage, you know. And then they was talking about, oh, this happened a long, I should have did it like right after it happened, bro. I wish you can record, like screen record, like, you know what I'm saying? I wish you can screen record like Clubhouse things, but you can't, be like without their permission. But I really don't even care. But I'm about to start screen recording. No cap. If I get kicked off the app, I get kicked off the app. I'll just be like how I was before I had the app. But it's just different stuff. Different people was talking about it and all of that stuff. I don't remember what they were saying. But yeah, I'm just pretty much, it's like I'm in a mindset where it's like, all right. If I'm going after an internship and some white dude going after internship, I just look at it as, okay, what separates me from him? Like, I know I'm better at this at this job than he is, but I need to make sure that the person is looking at the that's looking at the resume knows that. So I need to make sure on my resume, you know what I'm saying, to show them that I'm already a step higher. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think I said this in a podcast before. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can do this. I can do this better than you, bro. Like, you might know how to do, like, you might know how to do journalism, but I know how to do hands-on stuff. I know, you know what I'm saying? I know how to perform in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Stuff like that is hard to teach because that's the stuff you just got to know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say my whole family, but there's a people in my family who do, you know what I'm saying? My uncle, he had his own, well, I don't even know if he still got his show, but he had his own, like, whole show. Like, I mean, like, a whole TV show. Actors, everything, all that stuff was in there. My brother was really the only reason why I'm into all this podcast and stuff is because he do it, and, like, literally, like, being in the camera is literally nothing. It's nothing because it's like I grew up around it. You know what I'm saying? Me and my brother would videotape us wrestling. Like, we on WWE. You know what I'm saying? We'd be at the BET Awards. And we used to go in the basement, right? And we used to get our sheets off our bed and hang them up, like a little backdrop in the basement. And we used to get, like, our football trophies and stuff and act like that's the BET Awards. And we used to reenact the BET Awards, do the performances, all that stuff. And, but it was like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, in a long way, if y'all hear yelling now, my window not even open. That was loud. But in a way, bro, it prepares me. So back to what I was saying. I don't look at anything as, oh, they picked him because he's white. If they pick him, he's better at the job than me. I don't. A lot of people are stuck in the whole, oh, you picked a white person over a black person, you're racist. No, you picked a white person over a black person because that person is better at the job. Now, I'm not saying everything's the same. There's some situations where it's like, okay, yeah, that's white privilege. That's why I've never said once. That white privileges never exist. I said that I don't look at it as that because I feel like once you look at it as, okay, I'm not gonna get the job because of the white privilege, at that point, bro, you just not, what's the word? I can't think of the word. If you listen to this, you know the word. But you just not really, I can't think of it. You not, I guess, committed? Nah, that's not the word. You're not really meant for that job, I guess you can say. That's not what you really want to do. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I know the fact that I'm the best at everything I do. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, I know I'm the best at that. I'm knowing the best at podcasts, knowing the best at everything. And you have to have that. If somebody was to go to me right now, right, and be like, all right, it's you and this white person, and y'all about to go. And y'all about to go at it for podcast of the year, and it's a whole bunch of, and keep in mind, it could be a whole bunch of other white podcasts that won before me. You know what I'm saying? One of the people that believe that everything is white privileges, they gonna get discouraged. That's the word. They gonna get discouraged and be like, I'm not gonna win. He's white. They're gonna give it. No, I don't look at it like that, bro. I'm gonna win. I'm better than you. I'm a competitive person. I'm better than you. Not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna get into the whole, you know, the whole police brutality thing, cause I really don't even think that that's, to a certain extent, I don't think that's white privilege. I just think that's just a racist police department, a racist judge, a racist just, you know what I'm saying? It's just a whole bunch of racism, and white privilege and racism do kind of sort of go hand in hand, but. If you believe in white privilege as far as when you going up for a job or anything, then you not meant for that job and you not really confident in your work. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, but I'm not scared of no white privilege when it comes to an interview. If I'm sitting in a room, it's me, the interview, the nigga that's doing interviews, and me and this white dude, and the dude that's interviewing us is white. I know I'm better in the job than bruh. I know I am. It's off the rip. Cause I'ma come in there and I'ma be on my professional stuff, and off the rip, if he's really on that type of time, the white privilege thing, bruh's gonna be shocked. He's gonna be like, oh, bruh. He's gonna be like, oh, this guy came here nice, dressed, everything, and all that stuff. So I don't really even look at, bro, like, white privileges. I don't look at it as anything. It obviously exists, but I don't pay it no mind, because I know if I'm going after something, 10 times out of 10, I'm better than my competitor. That's just the fact, and that's just the way that if you don't go about it like that, if you go about something thinking, oh, this white guy's going to get it, it's white privileges nowadays, then you honestly don't have no confidence in your craft, and you need to go back to square one, because it's facts, bro. It's fact. It's same way as if it's a black person across the table from you trying to get that same job. You going, obviously, if it's a black person, you're going to say you're better for the job. But if a white person, you're going to say it's white privileges, you're intimidated by the white person. That's exactly what it is. You're more intimidated of the white man than anybody else. I'm not intimidated by nobody. Nobody that I've came across with it does intimidate me. Cause it's like, listen, at the end of the day, everything that's gonna happen, my whole life has already been written out. God already knows everything that's about to happen. He knows the day I was born. The day of my birthday was the same day that, you know, how do I put this? Everybody has a date of birth and a date of, what do they call it? The date of death, the date you die. I guess it's a bit like that. You got the day that you was born, the day that you die. And when you born, the day that you die is already written. Might be tomorrow, might be next year, might be in 2 months. You never know. You just know I was born on September 15th. I don't know when I'm going to die. I hope it's not tomorrow, but tomorrow's not promised for no man. So I don't believe it's white privilege does still exist, but I don't believe in it. I personally don't believe in it, because if I'm going after something, I'm going to get it. I might not get it within that year. I might not get it, you know what I'm saying, the next day or the next year after that. But I'm going to get it, because I'm going to keep working hard until I reach my goal. When I reach my goal, I'm going to set another goal and keep going until, you know, I'm chilling at the top. All right. So we don't got one more. I'm just saying we got one more. We got a couple more. I'm going to hit y'all with one more ad, and we going in full deep to some nitty-gritty stuff. And I'm going to tell y'all the real stuff that goes on the clubhouse. None of this white privilege stuff, but I'm talking about the real stuff when it's a room full of niggas. All right, man. If you've been looking for some black-owned businesses to you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and support, make sure you guys go ahead and support MBM Mud Brothers Mafia. You guys make sure y'all go follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and everything. You know what I'm saying? They got a couple artists. I did an interview with one of their artists, Miles C. Jordan. I also did an interview with this co-owner, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go ahead and check those interviews out. And also make sure y'all go ahead, you know what I'm saying, check out Mud Brothers Mafia. They got merch, all that. So yeah, make sure y'all go check that out. All right, y'all. So let's get into this for real. Let's get into everything that really happened from the day I'm recording this. And really my first week of using Clubhouse. So I went off the rip, bro. I'ma say this, bro. My encounter with old heads on there is crazy, bro. This is one of the reasons why I feel like I'm aiming towards getting off that, bro. There's nobody my age there, bro. There's a whole bunch of old ass Atlanta niggas that wanna rap. And I'ma say this, bro. I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying, dudes you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? 5 yo damn near 30 years old, and he just blew up. The baby was like 27, damn near 30, and he just blew up like a year ago. So I mean, it could still happen, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. You know, if you know what I'm talking about, then you know. It's just all y'all Atlanta niggas. It's really it's really slim to none, you know what I'm saying, that all y'all gonna blow up. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm not knocking your hustle. You wanna rap, do what you gotta do. But everybody in Atlanta wants to rap, so you really gotta separate yourself from everybody else. But if you do rap, I will, you know, nah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna cap. I'm not finna interview all you Atlanta rapper niggas, bro, cause hell no. That's a stretch. But let's get into it for real. Bro, so we was in this one group, bro, and this was they was talking about like they types and all that, bro. And I'm just listening, bro. And I'm listening to all these people. They probably like late 20s, probably early 30s. And I'm just listening. They bring me up in the room. They bring me up to like the thing where I can speak. And they ask, and they over here talking about all this stuff. They going into detail too. Like, and I'm over here like, bro, they asked me, bro. And when I tell you, bro, I've never felt so like discouraged to say, you know, cause bro, I'm gonna be honest, I'm like, dang, bro. I was like, dang, is this really like, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here listening to these grown ass niggas over here talking about something, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not always, you know, about this and that. And I'm naming this stuff they talking about, it's always not about. And then it's like, you know, I'm like, dang. I'm over here like I'm like, yo, is something wrong with me? Like am I? But then it's just like, I'm younger than all these people. I feel like real talk, this is the way I look at it, bro. I feel like I would've, I'm low-key glad that I've moved out of Michigan. And this is why I say this. When I was in Michigan, yeah, I was with my, you know, I had my friend group and I was with them. But most of the time, I was with my brother. And my brother is 8 years older than me. You know, he was with his friends who are, what, like 7, 8, 9 years older than me. So it was just like, bro, when you hang around a whole bunch of like people that's older than you, you mature faster. And I'm glad I didn't. Because, bro, if I would have matured like any faster than what I feel like I'm going at now, bro, I would have been so boring. Like, I would have no story to tell my children, you know what I'm saying, and all of that stuff. And I feel like I'm gonna be the type of parent that I'm not gonna be telling my kids stories before, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, if I made a mistake, and I'm gonna let them make that mistake first before I tell them. You know, I'm gonna if it's like too bad, it's a, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna let them make no really really bad mistake. But if it's like a lesson learned mistake, then it's like, all right, I'm gonna let you go out here. I'd rather you make the mistake on your own than me trying to tell you. And then it's like, all right, now you gonna go extra hard to try and make this mistake. Cause it's like, let's be honest, when your parent tell you not to do something, now you really wanna do it. Now if I go tell you not to go do X, Y, and Z, now you gonna be like, oh, I really wanna do it. You might have been on the edge, like, I don't know if I really wanna, you know what I'm saying? But now that I told you don't do it, now you might wanna really do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. My kids might turn out to be, you know what I'm saying, they might listen to everything I say word by word, bar by bar, flow by flow. Or they just might be like, oh, they might just be like how every other kid is, and like, you know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. How many, like, everybody out here listen to this? If your 9 times out of 10, when your parent tell you not to do something, it make you want to do it even more when they tell you not to do something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going. If it's the same mistake, I'll be like, listen. When they make the mistake, you know, I don't want them to come to me and tell me. I don't want to find out. If I find out, you know, I find out, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. And then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that happened to me before. This is a story. Woody Woo Bang Man and all that stuff. You know, I'm not going to be that type of person. I don't know where this is going. But we're going to get to the next topic because I don't even know what this was going on to. But it's a lot of old. I'm going to tell y'all this, bro. It is a lot of old people on Clubhouse, bro. They be talking, that literally be talking, bro. And Really, bro, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm really just a chill, laid back person. Like, it really, like, I'm gonna feel like this. I don't like when people talk out the side of their neck on the internet, bro. That makes me mad when it's on the internet. Cause it's like, if you say something back, it's really internet beef. And internet beef is really just the stupidest thing ever. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? At a certain point, all right, it's just like, whatever. I'm a chill person, so it really takes a lot, bro. But it's, what was it? I don't know what night it was, bro. It was something, bro. And I was already, I think it was my third day on Clubhouse. Was it my third day? It might have been my third day. But I don't know. I know I just joined in this room, and I was already type mad. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, bro. Maybe my mama kept my mom. Maybe my mom made me mad. She might have been calling me all day, or something. Little stuff like that aggravates me. Like if one person literally keeps calling me all day, and I'm not answering purposely, I don't even think it was my mama. Cause my mom don't be. She'll call me, but she don't call me OD like she was in my first semester. I call her more than she called me. Nah, I'm dragging. But dang, who, I don't know. Somebody just made me mad, was pissed off, and I just really just chilling in my room. And I went to this clubhouse, and they was playing this little game where it was like, what was it called? It was called Questions or something like that. Where it was like you had to DM a certain person, say a thing, and they will say that you said it, but everybody you had to figure out who. Now they'd be like, this was said about you. All right, so say you listening. I would DM somebody and be like, all right, I would say that fruit punch is nasty. All right, and they will say fruit punch. Somebody said you nasty. Now fruit punch got to guess, just randomly guess who they think, you know what I'm saying, did it. So everybody just in there, you know, just roasting each other, you know what I'm saying? They just roasted. So I'm like, all right, that's the vibe. I'm finna do it, right? Keep in mind, I'm literally chilling. I'm chilling on the game, just vibing, listen to this. And I kid you not, bro. It was this nigga on here, bro. And I said, damn. I don't know. I said some shit about that nigga head. That nigga head was a bit weird. And I said some shit. And bro was like, he was like, oh, he had guessed wrong. And bro was like, oh, whoever said that, don't be a bitch, come up. And, okay, now listen to this. I can understand. He don't know who said it. So he don't know who, you know what I'm saying? It could be one of his mans. Even his man's not going, I don't know him. So I'm like, so me, I'm the type of person, if I'm on Clubhouse, bro, I'm not on the app. Because you can use Clubhouse in the background. So it's going to take me a minute to unmute my shit. So I said a couple things that, you know, I can't say on the podcast. You know, I know I do say nigga a lot, but I'm pretty sure I can say nigga on my podcast. But I don't want to say the things that I said. But, you know, it's an older person. So, I went back. I let, you know what I'm saying, I got hot, and I went back, and I was, you know what I'm saying, they was wrong, and I said, all right, you know, I said I was wrong, but I wasn't wrong at all, I wasn't wrong at all, real talk, I wasn't wrong at all, like, real talk, I wasn't wrong at all, that nigga was wrong. That shit pissed me off not thinking about it. That nigga was wrong, man. I don't know, I just don't like it, bro. I don't like when niggas talk shit over apps, bro. Like, personally, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not the only one. I just don't like that. I don't like that, bro. Like, because when you roast over the internet, bro, and you don't know the person in real life, people get very fragile on the internet. And then, let me tell you this, bro. This how you know you beat somebody in a roast battle. Every time you lose in a roast battle, people bring up something. They start talking about money. Oh, I got more money. You can, congratulations, bro. You have more money than an 18-year-old college student. congratulations, you played yourself. Because you can have him waiting me now. And in about, because I'm already knowing, in about 5 years, I'm speaking to existence. I'm going to have him waiting you. Facts. You're going to be a broke-ass nigga on the side of the road. Now I ain't going to say that. I wish you nothing but best of luck. Wish well and all that stuff. Let's get into this last thing, because now I'm mad, bro. Kawhi is out. Oh, my God. This nigga Kawhi got a leg injury. Oh, my God. But let's get into the next thing, all right? Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day versus Valentine's Day on Clubhouse. Valentine's Day is a day where you're supposed to celebrate your loved ones, your girl, you know what I'm saying? Do the nice stuff. When I tell you on Clubhouse, wait, did I talk about that? I ain't even talk about that yet. We're going to talk about that. Clubhouse is literally the opposite. When I tell you, Valentine's Eve, Valentine's Day, and the day after Valentine's is straight. Every single room says, fuck Valentine's Day. Or if you celebrate Valentine's Day, you a simp. All types of stuff like that. And when I tell you these rooms, bruh. Oh, bruh, this is why I wish I can record. These rooms be an episode within they self. And I mean like 2-3 hour episodes. Like you sitting on you taking a pregame. You sitting on the toilet listening to it. You know what I'm saying? You taking your shower listening to it. You ain't even listening to your daily shower playlist. You listening to the podcast. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm about to start recording this. Clubhouse, if you listening to this, I don't care about your guidelines. I'm recording the next thing I go into, and this the conversation start getting deep, I'm recording, I'm pinning the podcast, word to everything. Word to my debts. But yeah, they go in there and they be like, this one dude went in the clubhouse and he was telling everybody how his Valentine's Day was and all that, because they asked him. And they was all in there like, all the niggas was in there like, you a simp, nigga. Ah, this and that. Nigga, you a bitch. You bought all your... I didn't mean to say that. But you know what I'm saying? They was saying all that, like, you bought your girl all that. This and that. And they was going off on bruh. Like, they was literally going off on him because he bought his, you know what I'm saying? He was showing his appreciation to his girl. You know, buy her little nice stuff. And, yo, they was literally like, that was, wow. And he, wow. Like, they had to know him in real life, the way he was just taking it. Maybe they just been on Clubhouse with each other for a while, but they was just taking it. They were just taking it, bro. And then you got the people that be on here, and it's sad to say, bro, but you got people on here who've never met these females. They literally only know them for Clubhouse. And let me tell y'all this, for anybody that goes into Clubhouse is my age. You go into Clubhouse Before, listen. A lot of these, I'm not gonna lie, bro. A lot of these females, they be really like these filters really be saving their life, because it be girls on here. They profile picture look fire. You click that profile picture, you go to their Instagram, it's literally, bro. I can't tell y'all the number of times I went into a room, niggas talking heavy to the girl. I'm thinking the girl bad. Her profile picture look dumb fire. I go to her Instagram, she dumb ugly. I was silent for a minute, because I want y'all to you know what I'm saying? Imagine you go into a room, right? Hella niggas in there, mad females in there. Every nigga in there talking they shit to these females, and it's probably like out of ten, it might be 10 females in there, and probably about 7 niggas, and it'd be like, cause it's every room, it's always more females than every niggas. That's one, that's a plus, but it'd be like, it'd probably be like 2 or 3 good looking females in there, and you know what I'm saying? They be, I'm a fly, they be on it too, they them niggas be on it. I'll fly you out. You mean, oh, I cat. Oh, they be like, oh, listen. This one girl, she was like, she hungry. I be sitting here listening, observing. I'm new to Clubhouse, so I just be filling it out. And I be sitting observing, and this one girl, she was like, oh, I'm hungry. I don't know what I want to eat. But that, bro, word to everything, bro said, oh, what you want, I pay for it. Now, I don't know if he knows her in real life or they just know each other off the app. But, yo, she ain't asked, bro. What I tell you, bro, at this point, bro, these females on Clubhouse be finessing these niggas more than Jamaicans finesse Americans right when they get off the cruise. And if you been to Jamaica on a cruise or been to Jamaica at all, you know as soon as you get off that boat or that plane, them Jamaicans is on it. They be on it. It'd be like 5-10 buses. It'd be like 50 buses and vans in total. And all of them, they all gonna come up to you. You don't have to worry about going up to them, cause they gonna come up to you. Oh, you need to go to the beach. I don't know how to do the accent, but you know what I'm saying. I take you to the beach. Well, I don't know the accent, but I take you to the beach. Woody woody woo. Like, and then you know how they try to throw the little side deals. Like, they be like, oh, this is that Jamaican gas. I can get you that Jamaican gas. Be like $50. It'd probably be like $50 for two. You know what I'm saying? For two grams. It'd be like $50. And it, you know what I'm saying? Jamaicans, you know, that's just what Jamaicans do. You know what I'm saying? Later on, I don't have no problem with what they do. You know what I'm saying? They got to get their money. You know what I'm saying? The American dollar is worth more. You know, even though America is just, everybody wants to come to America. America's really not that great of a country and all of that. But yeah, like, females be finessing these niggas on Clubhouse more than Jamaicans be finessing Americans, and that's saying something. Yeah, I ain't never been to Africa, so I was about to say Africans, but I never been to Africa, so I can't even say that. But yeah, man, if you don't got Clubhouse, if you do got Clubhouse, bro, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't got it, then don't get it. It don't get it. Stay on TikTok. TikTok is better. I'm gonna go ahead and end off the show here. It's a nice little 37. I like that 37 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go support the Jungle Juice Podcast. Make sure y'all go support MBM Brothers Mafia. Make sure y'all go ahead and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, support me. Well, y'all already support me. Make sure y'all go ahead and give us a rating. Give us a 5-star and all that stuff. And I will see y'all next week. If y'all hear that knocking, bro, that's me with this little thing I broke. So I'm just making noise with it. But yeah, love, peace, and hair grease. And I will see y'all next week.